Our beloved House of Refusentatives. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I admit I couldn't find that word anywhere in the dictionary, but being that they refused to touch a thing the Senate sent back, House of Refusentatives, I think, fits nicely. The Speaker of the House refused to bring up a straight resolution to keep the government running because he knew it would pass with Democratic votes, and that would make him a lame duck as Speaker. He would have to say goodbye to the largest, most beautiful office on Capitol Hill with its crystal chandeliers, a terrace looking out on the Washington Monument. And while you can accuse both sides of stubbornness, the fact remains, while the Senate voted on every proposal the House sent over, the House has refused to vote on what the Senate sent back. And Senator Patty Murray, who chairs the Senate Budget Committee, pointed out something else most people have forgotten.
We passed a budget 6 months ago. The House of Representatives passed a budget 6 months ago.
But Republicans refused to negotiate because the Senate budget included a big tax increase. Ah, but last night, as midnight passed and the government shut down, everything changed.
We've come up with this novel idea. Let's go to conference.
Yeah, suddenly in the House of Representatives, Republican after Republican said they now wanted to sit down for a conference. Not on the real budget, but on a stopgap budget until December. And in the meantime, you and I, mere taxpayers, are pawns in their great game. Little chess pieces we are, moved around by politicians behaving like petulant princelings in a country that pretends it's done away with royalty. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.